counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Jay Slasik from the Besnard Lakes.
Hey, this is Matthias Kong from the Burning Hell.
This is Dubmatic.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from the Ketamine.
Hey, it's Marty Cameron of Imaginary City.
Hey, this is Matt from Golden Youth.
Hi, this is Jay Harder, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, and joined in studio by Brian Cleveland. We're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We do this every week. The show airs live 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time right here in St. John, New Brunswick, and then we send out for syndication across the nation. And our charts, as I said, come from earshot-online.com. Brian will tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50, other published charts, including regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. And brand new on the website this week is an interview with Delbert and the Commotions. So go check that out.
Oh, Delbert. What a good guy that guy is.
Maybe. I don't know who that is. But I could find you could find out about him in this fine interview by Shelley Gumson.
Thanks, Shelley. Thanks for that one.
Go give it a read.
Go give it a read. Earshot20 at gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, and our handle on Twitter, @earshot20. All are great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you, get you a feature on this show as we do from time to time. So get in contact with us, and we'll put you in among the countdown. Today, we've got the top 20 plus your entertainment 411. We don't want to stall anymore, so we're going to throw it to Brian and let the countdown begin.
At number 20, re-entering in that spot this week is Cross and the debut Obsidian Spectre. You're going to hear a track called Smoke. Also back into the program at number 19, up from 21 is Deer Tick from their new record Negativity, a track called The Rock. And then you'll hear 10 by Aurora. They fall to number 18 from number 15, and their new album's called In the Pines.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Forget to not look down.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
My love for you is all but new. I give the rock to only you. It is the peace that can break through the window of our love. My love for you is all but new. I give the rock to only you.
Dying.
the Earshot 20.
That was 10 by Aurora. They sit at number 18 this week, down from number 15 the week before. And that is off of their brand new record, In the Pines. Before that, at number 19, up two spots from number 21, was Deer Tick from their new record, Negativity, a track called The Rock. And starting off the program was Re-Entering at number 20, Cross, off of the album Obsidian Specter, a track called Smoke.
If you're just tuning in, this you're listening.
What is wrong with you?
You said they sit at number 20 or number 18, and it threw me off. Yeah, you did it on purpose too.
This is a professional radio program.
Well, it's going off the rails pretty quick.
Where's Wayne?
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. We're counting down the top 20 albums from 20 to number 1. Earshot-online.com. It's where you can check out the charts and lots of great features and stuff on there as well. So head on over to that website. And now we're going to move on to number 17. Coming up in just a few minutes, you're going to get your Entertainment 411 with Stephen Carley.
Down from number 14 to number 17 is the self-titled debut record from Pup. And you're going to hear a track called Factories. After that, by Ryan Hemsworth. And number 16, sitting still in that spot, is his new album, Guilt Trips. And you're going to hear a track called Against a Wall.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17.
Bloody well what you've done to me.
Number 16.
The Earshot 20.
Sitting still at number 16, that was Guilt Trips from Ryan Hemsworth and a track called Against the Wall featuring Lofty 305, his brand new record. At number 17, down from 14, was Pup and their self-titled debut is sitting in that spot. You heard a track called Factories.
All right, if you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. We're counting down the top 20 albums from 20 to number 1. Earshot-online.com. We're going to take a break from the charts now. Head on over to Exclaim Magazine and talk with Stephen Karlik. He's got your entertainment news.
It's the Earshot 20. Entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlik from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. The surviving members of The Who have confirmed that the life of legendary rock drummer Keith Moon is still set to be explored in an upcoming biopic. While a name has yet to be given to the Long in the Works project, which was stalled repeatedly over the years, The Hollywood Reporter now says that the film is getting back on track and being developed by Exclusive Media and Da Vinci Media Ventures. The film has yet to hire a screenwriter, but is expected to cover Moon's rise to fame with The Who and his infamous hard-partying ways. Moon died at the age of 32 after taking a combination of animal tranquilizers and brandy. Quote, "The Keith Moon project is one close to my heart, so I'm excited to invigorate it and am grateful to Wendy, Toby, and Da Vinci for their enthusiastic support," said Who frontman Roger Daltrey in a statement. It's unclear at present when production will begin or when the film will hit screens. Toronto rockers Tokyo Police Club have discussed their riff-rocking new LP. It's been more than 3 years since the band released their last album, 2010's Champ, but they've now completed recording their upcoming third full-length. Although the exact release details are still being arranged, the record will be out in early 2014. The four-piece recorded the album at a handful of Toronto studios, where the sessions were produced by Doug Boehm, who also helped out during the Champ sessions, and it was mixed by Mark Needham. About the new material, keyboardist Graham Wright tells Exclaim that, quote, "First of all, it's way better, and a lot more direct. We just wanted to write choruses, which isn't to say the verses and pre-choruses aren't good, but there was a lot of concentrating on, what's the way that people are going to like this song? What's the way we can give people what we're trying to give with this song without obscuring it or without pulling our punches?" The tracks were written over an extended period using a variety of methods, ranging from practice room jams to stretches of months, quote, "where we would go into the studio and sit around a computer and edit MIDI in turns and painstakingly assemble counter melodies or whatever," Wright says. Tokyo Police Club are currently wrapping up mastering and track order. The title hasn't been set in stone, but the album will likely be out in February or March of 2014. After returning to the music scene with a video for first single Heart Out Here, Lily Allen has hit back at racism accusations surrounding the video for the song. The video, which parodies music industry sexism, features a number of backup performers who are black and perform twerking dance moves. Much of the criticism stems from blogger Black in Asia through Jezebel, who wrote that the clip, quote, "reduces itself down to elevating Lily Allen's white female body and objectifying and utterly denigrating those of the black female dancers she deliberately surrounds herself with from start to finish." In a statement called "Privilege, Superiority, and Misconceptions," Allen stated on Twitter that the video has nothing to do with race and that she chose the women based on their dancing abilities and not the color of their skin. She noted that although her role in the video shows her wearing more clothes and dancing less provocatively than her troupe, it's because of her insecurity and unaccomplished dance moves rather than an attempt to distance herself from the women. Her post on Twitter both clarified her intentions and gave her backup dancers a chance to speak, as she offered followers to, quote, "ask the ladies yourselves," and offered the Twitter handles of the seven dancers. In album reviews this week, Blood Orange's Devontae Hines has finally released his second album, Cupid Deluxe. With the new album, Hines has revealed his exquisite vision, one that swells with inspiration from his various collaborators. On lead single Chamaké, Hines explores his Guyanese roots, roping in Chairlift's Caroline Polachek for an irresistibly featherlight duet, and builds a true quiet storm with Dirty Projector's Dave Longstreth and Clams Casino on No Right Thing. Hines also uses the album to illuminate some undiscovered talent. Grime MC Despot drops some bars on the intimate Clipped On, which hints that hip-hop could be next on his production agenda, and he gives R&B newcomer Samantha Urbani the spotlight on Always Let You Down, his reworking of I Can Only Disappoint You by defunct Brit-prog weirdos Manson. But there's no denying that Hines could have pulled off Cupid Deluxe on his own. His heart and soul is all over the record. Over the years, Hines has continually demonstrated his dexterity as a versatile songwriter and producer, and on Cupid Deluxe, he's outdone himself. Also out this week is Death From Above co-founder Sebastian Granger. On Yours to Discover, his second solo LP, Granger embraces his new locale in Los Angeles with casual grace, drenching the album in a comfortable, hypnotic haze that's less furious than any of his previous work. Yours to Discover progresses well, shifting from one electronically influenced pop ditty to the next, only stumbling on the late night overtly groovy tracks such as Let's Move to NYC and I Want Sebastian Granger, which feel limited in scope and don't gel with the endless opportunities that abound on the record. Granger offers a transparent glimpse into his headspace as he makes evident the vulnerability and confusion that come along with stepping out on one's own. I'm Looking for a Hand illustrates a confessional nature during which Granger infuses more of the spacey Los Angeles vibes than on any other track. The album is an opportunity for fans to hear a different side of Sebastian Granger, one more relaxed than frantic, more interested in forging a new path than rehashing old memories. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit Exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is You're Not Good Enough by Blood Orange. You can hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Thank you.
Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Through the Walls by Solids there at number 14, falling just one spot this week. And their new record is called Blame Confusion. Before that, by the Albertans and number 15, back up from number 18 off of Dangerous Anything. That was Waterbeds. And we started off the set with Stephen Karlick's pick this week, a track from Blood Orange's new record and a track called You're Not Good Enough.
Big thanks to Stephen for weighing in with the Entertainment 411. Three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete and we finish the first 10 of the Top 20 Countdown. And remember, you can find any part of this program again or previous programs and future programs once they're uploaded at radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net is where you can download the show. All right, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
At number 13, up from number 17, is Moonface's new album, Julia with Blue Jeans On, and a track called November 2011. Debuting at number 12, you're going to hear from Static, which is the second album of reverb-soaked indie pop from New York duo Madeline Follin and Brian Oblivion, better known as Cults. And at number 11, damn one spot, you're going to hear from the Darcys from their album Warring. Stay tuned when we return. We'll let you know the tracks that you heard.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
Dance.
Number 12. Listening to the Earshot 20.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Pretty Girls by the Darcys off of their new album, sitting at number 11 down one spot this week. It's called Warring. Debuting at number 12 was Cult's new record Static, and you heard a track called I Know, and starting off that set was November 2011 off of the new record Julie with Blue Jeans On by Moonface at number 13, up from 17.
And that does it for this hour of the program, the first 10 complete. And a big thanks again to Stephen Karlick for calling in with the Entertainment 411. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, that's Brian Cleveland, and we're counting down the top 20 albums every week from earshot-online.com. The show airs live, and we record out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them for carrying the show. We also are on radio4all.net, so if you missed any part of the program or you want to go back and hear a song that you really enjoyed, radio4all.net, it's radio4all.net, and you can search the show. You can also podcast this show on iTunes. When we come back, lots more is on the way for you, so stick around. We will return in a few minutes.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.